Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to write to Israel and find out an update coming from the Jerusalem Post for where they are in Israel right now. Take a watch.
Heavy rocket fire bombards Israel. A Jerusalem Post reporter shares his experience in the south. Operation Protective Edge enters day 50. And Hamas shows off their find. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Here are your headlines for Tuesday, August 26. Operation Protective Edge entered its 50th day on Tuesday and Israel came under heavy rocket fire. Rocket sirens blared in Tel Aviv and central suburbs on Tuesday morning as the Iron Dome defense system intercepted a rocket over the region. On Monday night, northern Israel also came under fire when two rockets were fired from Lebanon. The IDF responded with artillery fire at the source. A total of 115 rockets and mortars were fired into Israel on Monday, causing property damage and injuries. 14 of the projectiles were shot down by the Iron Dome. On Tuesday morning, before noon, a total of 53 projectiles had been fired from the Strip. On Tuesday morning, 50 homes were damaged in the south by heavy rocket fire as it continued to pummel. The Jerusalem Post reporter Ben Hartman was on the scene yesterday and is on the phone to report his experience.
Speaking to residents of the south yesterday, the 49th day of Operation Protective Edge, it didn't seem, or you didn't get the feeling, that people thought that the operation had really achieved its goals, certainly not the goal of being able to, the principal goal of being able to finish Hamas's ability to fire rockets on the Israeli front, home front, or at the very least to establish some sort of deterrent to prevent them from doing so. People didn't feel that that goal had been reached. They also felt that there's possibly the only way to solve this is to either enlarge the military operation and go in with another ground operation and you know, quote-unquote, finish the job, whatever the cost, or achieve it through the diplomatic means, through talks, through truces, either indirect or direct talks with Hamas. People also don't feel that that's really being pursued. At the moment, if we look just yesterday, there are well over 100 rockets. Today, we're on target for that same number. Just as we're speaking, there's rocket sirens coming in. So there doesn't really seem to be today any sort of feeling that it's really achieved those very principal goals. People seem to be very tired, rather angry, and still living in the same sort of fear that they had at the very beginning of the operation and over the last 10 to 14 years. If anything now, just more tired and just more frustrated.
The IDF struck more than 70 targets across Gaza on Monday and another 15 overnight into Tuesday. The Army said it struck a rocket launching site after recording rocket attacks from a school compound in the Shajia neighborhood from a concealed launcher west of Khan Yunis. Before dawn, Israeli air strikes killed two Palestinians and destroyed much of one of Gaza's tallest apartment and office buildings, setting off huge explosions and wounding 20 people. The IDF says the buildings attacked included apartments used for planning terror activity and for the manufacturing of weapons. Hamas's armed wing claimed on Monday that it had succeeded in seizing an Israeli reconnaissance drone in East Shajia in Gaza City. The video shows a Hamas-masked fighter carrying parts of what the group said was an Israeli drone. They did not provide any details about when the alleged drone capture took place. Israeli authorities did not immediately comment on the drone or the Hamas claim. And that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. For now, Shalom from the Jerusalem Post studios.
It is totally amazing to me. Remember to pray for the peace of Israel. And we'll be talking in our next program. Make sure you catch it. This whole thing's going to flank. This whole thing is going to flank all of a sudden. I just prophetically speaking, it's going to flank. And flank for everybody that don't understand how that works. It's like all of a sudden, you know, you're going this way, and then all of us, it just takes a 90-degree turn. And it's like troops are marching this way, and then and the flank goes this way, if I'm right. You can get with Pat if not. Told me. And it is flank right march, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
Thanks.
I think yeah.
What's that?
Oblique.
Oblique, right. That would be a 45, wouldn't it? That's a 90? Like I was saying, it would be oblique, right turn.
Allegedly.
That's from the Marines. Allegedly. Anyway, so they went to the wife to make sure they got that in. Can you believe it? 80% of the folks were with a strong leader when he's standing up defending Israel, you know, Bibi, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and all of a sudden, you know, he's fighting, he's doing everything, he's willing to push forward, he's defending, remember, the three teenage boys that were murdered by Hamas, simultaneously making sure that with everything within his strength and ability, that the government that he leads, that every Palestinian is out and does not get hurt, that his strength. And 80% of you supported him, and now that it's coming to the end of this campaign, you know, you drop to 40%. You know, we've got to make up our minds. It's like, you know, we're so fickle. Yeah. I mean, can you ever satisfy? And I strongly believe, you know, he stood up for you. You need to stand up for him and realize this is a journey and peace. And this is what we're talking to you on VFN TV all the time for all of our viewers and listeners in Israel, that there's going to be a constant influx of just stress and time, and these things are going to happen. And it's right for you to pursue peace. And we're praying that there's going to be peace, but the ultimate peace is going to be Yeshua, the Messiah, coming back to bring peace to Israel. And it's going to be this peace that lasts forever. And so it is coming, but it's a crying out for peace. I mean, when you stand by the Western Wall and you watch the rabbinical priesthood and the young priests dancing and, you know, singing for the Messiah to return, and just... I mean, God's going to answer that.
Yeah.
He's going to answer that, because there is going to be a second coming. But know that these tensions, and if you have a leader that stands up and says, you know, like Bibi, and stands up, we just need to pray for them, because, you know, politics is a fickle thing.
For sure.
The wind blew one direction. 80% were saying yes as he stood and defended all of Israel. Because remember the thousands of missiles going in? You remember that?
Yeah. Well, that's a peacemaker. He's making peace.
Right.
As one thing, he said he wouldn't stop until they have stability and bring back the quiet, bring back the peace in Israel.
Right. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.